T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The all-local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top local story now. A significant number of people in Orange County are fully vaccinated, and the county's top dog says it's paying off.
Hospitalizations this summer in all of Orange County because of COVID are half what they were last summer. County Public Health Director Dr. Clayton Chow says it could be because Omicron just doesn't cause the severe illness Delta did. He also credits the county's vaccination rate.
Of all ages, if you look at all ages now, remember the vaccine almost available for all ages, right? Orange County, if you look at those who are fully vaccinated, all ages now, we're at 72.5%.
He says infections in the OC are surging, a summer surge, he called it. But unlike the early days of the pandemic, hospitals not being overwhelmed with gravely ill patients. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center has run a long COVID support group for over a year now, but it's been limited to COVID patients passing through the hospital. Well, this week, they're opening it up to the public in an effort to give a lifeline to people suffering with COVID symptoms months, literally months after their infection. Elizabeth Preston runs the support group, tells KNX the isolation that long COVID patients deal with is at times heartbreaking.
I can't tell you how often the tears roll from when I first call them and they'll say, I felt so alone. I'm so glad to know that someone understands what I'm going through. And the camaraderie that's developing with the support group, these people are in an unknown, uncertain future. I'm asked repeatedly, when will this go away? Will this go away?
The group meets in person and over Zoom Thursday night. Signups are now available. A judge has now ruled that the actor Kevin Spacey must pay House of Cards production company MRC nearly $31 million for alleged sexual misconduct that happened behind the scenes of the Netflix show. Spacey played the character Frank Underwood and was cut from the Netflix series after allegations surfaced of him sexually preying on young men. An arbitrator found that Spacey's conduct constituted a material breach of his acting and executive producing agreements. The judge says it was not a close case. The federal government is getting ready to declare monkeypox a health emergency. This comes as Long Beach becomes the latest California city to declare a local emergency in response to the city's monkeypox outbreak. Health officials have expanded the city's vaccine eligibility criteria so more people can get the shot. As of Tuesday this week, there were 20 confirmed and probable cases of monkeypox in Long Beach. Mayor Robert Garcia says by expanding vaccine eligibility even further, we can continue working to slow the spread and to quickly protect our highest risk populations. And we should point out, it was our breaking news last half hour that the federal government has now declared a health emergency regarding monkeypox. So that has happened. Thieves have been trying to tap into that gold mine, the gold mine of COVID relief money, by stealing people's identities.
Identity theft has been skyrocketing around the country, according to one source. And LAPD has seen the number of cases triple here since the pandemic began. Criminals have been using stolen identification to cash in on the billions of dollars of COVID relief money that has been doled out by the government. Identity theft expert Robert Siciliano says the identity theft problem just continues to surge.
Every year it jumped to the couple million, 3 million, 4 million. So now it's like, 10, 15, 20 million of people being victims every year.
LA had more than 9,000 reports of identity theft in the first 6 months of this year, and women were the victims in nearly 2/3 of all the cases. All of this from Crosstown at USC, which crunched the numbers. Siciliano advises consumers to protect themselves with credit monitoring or even a credit freeze to keep thieves at bay. In LA, John Baird, KNX News. 97.1 97.1 FM.
Police have now arrested a man from Lancaster accused of a brutal attack on a woman in a Hollywood parking garage. Happened in the overnight hours last Friday in a garage near Las Palmas and Hollywood Boulevard. Police say the suspect was booked on suspicion of felony battery and is being held now without bail. Federal regulators say the toxic pollution caused by the dumping of DDT waste near Catalina Island could be far worse and far more sweeping than first thought. They've conducted an exhaustive investigation looking into the thousands of barrels of chemicals that were reportedly dumped decades ago. Now, according to a report from the LA Times, there's now information revealing that much of the waste was actually poured directly into the water. Calls for action have intensified since the LA Times reported that the banned substance is still haunting the marine environment to this day.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.